This relates to an incident that occurred at the end of 2023, which we reported, as we're obliged to do, to the Data Protection Commissioner, and that then triggered an inquiry by the Commissioner in May of 2024, and then just today we've the final outcome from that. Things have changed quite considerably in that time frame over those couple of years in St. Connell's. We fully accept that the files that were stored there were in they were being stored in very, very poor conditions, and we've changed that now so there are no files being stored in that location any further. And we've also taken on board the recommendations of the inquiry more generally, and we're trying to apply those on a systematic basis across all locations where we have files stored across the region.
In terms of the content of those files, to your knowledge, was any patient confidentiality, any details of any specific patients actually revealed or compromised as a result of that incident?
The information that we have is that there wasn't any breach of patient confidentiality. The files themselves were actually in very poor condition, and so it wasn't possible even to take any patient information from the files. They were quite damp, they were stored in damp conditions, and they were mouldy and so on. But as a result of that, it wasn't possible for patient detail information to be retrieved from them.
Presumably this incident will also have raised security concerns in terms of the ease with which it seems two people managed to actually gain access to what could potentially be very sensitive files.
For sure, and I think the key thing here is that we accept fully the findings of the Data Protection Commissioner on these issues, and we're learning the lesson from that incident and implementing changes across, as I say, all of the sites where we store paper records across the region, records that do contain patient information, to ensure that they're stored securely and that they are stored in clean, dry, and accessible conditions. But security is one of the key considerations there.
Finally, one of the recommendations is that where possible, files should be digitised and kept digitally. Is there a digitisation programme underway whereby files which are currently on paper are actually being transferred into a digital medium so they can be stored that way?
There certainly is, but I suppose one of the other aspects that that we're very focused on is the appropriate destruction of files. There's very clear policy in relation to the length of time that a patient files should be retained and information on patients should be retained, and thereafter the files should be destroyed confidentially. So we're implementing that policy more effectively than we would have been in the past, and that's certainly helping, but we're also progressing towards the digitisation of our records. And so we have a system in place across the region that's being rolled out to all of our hospitals that will over time allow us to digitise all of those records as we progress towards a proper electronic patient record.